Veg is sweet. It's not for no reason that it's called sweet veg. But the pelvic is on. There's a lot of derisive to take revenge. It's an unbelievable life. Could you imagine that the same issue to eat chazer, to eat McDonald's, is the same issue to take revenge?
On what?
The same issue that there is. The same issue there is to eat McDonald's, to eat the same issue to take revenge. One is the Dibur, so maybe you won't get Malkus. Like, right? Maybe you won't get Malkus, but in terms of a lot, they're both lot. That alone is an unbelievable thing. Take it, it seems so natural and so normal. You want to take it, somebody does wrong to you, you want to take it. You're allowed their eyes, so don't see it. You're not allowed to take revenge. Healthy commitment. That's the same. You know, the same in terms of lava. Again, mouth is maybe like Yeshua mice, Ava mice, but basically the same stringency as other lava. Pelvic is on. Unbelievable. See what the Torah expects of us. Obviously, it was given to all of Klai, so we could do it. But let's talk a little bit about it, about the lava of Sikon. By Sikon, by Sitar, it's Benayam now. So, first, let's just first get definitions. What's the difference between the Nekoma and the Tira? So, Rashi's Mazdir. Nekoma is let's say someone asks you, the classic example, someone wants to borrow something, and he says no, and you want to, and then he comes to you, and he wants to borrow something back, and you say, no, any mashulch, I'm not going to lend it to you. You didn't lend it to me, I'm not lending it to you. So that's the comma, you're not allowed to do that. That's the comma. What's nitiya? Does anyone know what the root word for nitiya is? Nitiya, no tear?
Right.
Okay, it would be Nikia with an iron. Nikia is to watch, guard. Sometimes you sign funding while Loshin Noite. So here it's to guard the hatred in your heart. That's Loshin Nikia. You're guarding the hatred. You don't take revenge, but you still hold on to the Nikia. You hold on to the sin. You hold on. And this is an example of Nikia is where you want to. You want, again, the same example where Rashi says, where you want to borrow something, he says no. And then when he asks from you, you say, okay, I'm going to lend it to you. But don't forget, I'm not like you. You didn't want to lend it to me. I'm not like you. Which means you're still, bearing a grudge. You're still holding on to the hatred. That's the tea. And right next to it, it says, what's the next part of the pasuk? Oh, the losikim was es b'nei amecha. So that's the definition. So losikim, two different lavin. Losikim was es b'nei amecha. Now it says Bnei Amecha, we'll get to that in a moment. It says Bnei Amecha. V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. Right after you have V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. And then the pasuk begins Ani Hashem. So, let's first put one more horror first on V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. Did everyone know the Rashi quotes it? V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. Omer Rakiva, Zeh Klal Dolom Batrei. Rakiva, Zeh Klal Dolom Batrei. The Klal for Kol HaTorah. So I was bothered by why Pashas V'Hachlech Kamecha is the cloud in the Olam HaMeirah? How does that open to an Olam HaMeirah? How does that apply? Rabbi Kiva is saying Zeh Klal Olam HaTorah, it's a cloud in Kol HaTorah Kula, both in the main Olam HaMeirah and in the main Olam HaMeirah, in both. How is it a cloud in the Olam HaMeirah? Pashas V'Hachlech Kamecha is the cloud in the Olam HaMeirah. So you could say that part of the derech eretz kodma la Torah. In order to be zayich of the Torah, you have to have proper midas. So until you have the v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha part, you won't be able to zayich to properly mekayim kol haTorah kula. It's a necessary prerequisite to have proper beinam malakim as well, midas taivus, which would go into v'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha. So it could be there would be a prerequisite beinam malakim also. Could be. But I still talk to the Kliyokov avoids the Shaila. I was very happy. And the Kliyokov Taki asks. He doesn't ask it this way, but he Taki asks. He asks a little differently. The Gemara in Makis. Gemara in Makis, which still is in Machavdal, yeah. Gemara in Makis says that different Nevi'im try to put the principles of the Torah, make the whole Torah dependent or based on different mitzvahs or different principles. So the Gemara comes out, Chavakuk came on and said, was a Nevi'im Torah on one principle. Tzadik ben Munasa Yich, that the basis for Torah is Emuna. So practically, Yaakov, what is Torah based on? Is it based on is the main principle of Torah V'ahavta l'reacha kamoicha, or is it Tzadik ben Munasa Yich? Which one is it? That's practically Yaakov. So says the Kliyakor in Ochanami. They're not a steward to each other. V'haftal recha kamoicha is in the chelok ben adam amok. The principle, the guiding light in ben adam amokim is v'haftal recha kamoicha. That's the main principle on which all ben adam achaver is based upon. Ben adam amokim is based upon emun. That's tadik ben munasim. So in Ochanami, they're both principles in the areas which they're addressed. Sadi ben Munasa Yitzhak is the main principle of Ben Adam Amok, Emun. But Ben Adam Chaver, the main principle is what is Ben is Vatmei Hakabay. So that's the clear
that of
in the Torah Ben Adam Amok. That's important. In the Torah Ben Adam Amok. Ben Adam Chaver. Yeah. That's what he said. Yeah, but it can't move by. That's how he explains it. So in Ochanami, Taki says it's dealing with the Adam Lachaber part. So that's what the Kliyoka says over here. So that's in reference to after Horin Vaftleach HaKamoich. The Ben Adam Lachaber, the Vaftleach HaKamoich is the principle of Adam Lachaber, and Amuna is the main principle of Adam Lachaber. But let's go back to Moshe. What's Pshan in this Vaftleach? Why did the Torah tell us not to take revenge? It's something so natural, so normal. What does the Torah want us to take out of this lab of not taking revenge? So it's Mavur in the Rambam. The Rambam is Mavar like this. He says, the Rambam's Lashon is, he says when you take revenge, you're over Balois Hazel. He says it's a day of Rahi Admoi. It's a very bad midah. The Rambam refers to days as midas. Days are called midas in the Rambam. Days as little as meters there because it's a savage which is not for now, but he says like this it's proper for a person to be maral midoisa. If a person everything that's dealing with this world a person should be maral midoisa. If it does something bad to you, you should overlook it. Why? This is Nikiki, then the next word around. Shahakol etel hamuvinim divrei hevel vavoi. People who understand what life is about, things dealing with this world, it's divrei hevel vavoi. The enum kedai limkei malo. It's not worth it. The Rambam says he's so. The idea of Sikkim is that don't get so upset about things that aren't for me and that aren't worth getting so upset. A guy doesn't lend you what you need. He needed something. He had a car. Oh well, the car is in the yard. Oh, something that he could have given to you wouldn't have hurt him at all. He doesn't want to give it to you. He's afraid it's going to get damaged. He doesn't want to give it to you, even though you need it. So you know what the Rambam wants us to think? The Rambam says the Torah wants you to realize, so you don't have what you need. This keli good. Hazmah. So what? So you took what you felt you needed to do so badly. Hazmah. Come to the Yavon. It's not so important. It's not as important as you make it out to be. It's a training. You have to train yourself in this. But the Torah wants to give us a training in that things that are dealing with Olam Hazadik Azach and Olam Hazadik things are so important. Don't get so upset about it. It gets a little bit harder in the covered area. But the Torah wants it there as well. And I'll tell you, finish in a moment from a video on this. But even in covered, a guy hurts your feelings. He says something. First of all, it could be he didn't. Most of the times people say things, they don't know what they're talking about. They don't realize that the mouth is shooting off and they don't realize. Not that they shouldn't be careful, by the way. Not that they're not at fault. They should be careful. But a lot of times people say, but you take it very well. It happened to me, I'll tell you, it happened to me over young. Somebody said something to me. And I was talking very upset about it. I felt it was mamish wrong. And I got talking very upset about it. I'll tell you in a moment what I did. But I was very upset. But after I calmed down, after I realized, it was like they didn't realize. My wife told me also, they didn't mean it. But anyway, somebody was saying something, and it was that mamish. She was talking. It didn't, it wasn't like it was pre-planned that they wanted to hurt you. No, it was talking. But more than that, in the lab, it was like, the Torah's telling us, it's not worth getting so upset about. forget it. In a week from now, you're going to remember it. In a month from now, you're not going to remember it. The likely is in really in 24 hours you won't remember. But for sure in a month from now, you're not going to remember it. Uzma. I tell you again, it's not so easy. It's a training to watch this to happen. It's called, as I said, it's called sweet revenge for a reason. But it's a training in how to think about life. The Torah wants to tell you that things you think are important are so important. You can overlook it. Let it go. Don't guard it. What's the level of it? You guard the hatred. Let it go. Parker, the Torah is telling you don't guard it. Forget about it. You won't remember it anyway. Many times when you have machloikis in families, you know, what happens is when there's a machloikis, especially between a husband and a wife, what can many times happen is they will bring up things that happened. Oh, you said this to me 5 years ago. It's gone already. Forget it. It's 5 years ago. It's not relevant. Let's discuss this issue again. No, but you hurt me 5 years ago. And you're hurting me now again. You can imagine that such fights are not easy to resolve. Not easy.
Yeah, but maybe it establishes like a pattern. It's not necessarily trying to say like, oh, I'm upset at you at that thing, you get back then. I'm upset at you because it keeps recurring and that shows me there's a certain character.
There may be a certain character. But you didn't go with bothering, but it shouldn't bother as much.
It's not the action he did back then.
So then you have to express it that way. But then you have to express the character. People express the hurt that they felt. They don't express the fact that if they're thinking intellectually, see, Ezra, you're thinking out of the box. You're thinking intellectually. Say, what's bothering me is the character flaw. People don't talk like that in arguments. It's not how they talk. They talk with emotions. You're talking out of the box intellectually, which is very good, which is how you should look at it when you're having a discussion. But people don't talk like that. They could have expressed the hurt that they felt 5 years ago. That's what's bothering them. If it would be an intellectual discussion, it would be very good. But usually that's not the case. What they're expressing is the hurtful emotion they still feel. And that the Torah wants us to try to let go. Because bottom line, that's not what's important. It's not what matters. This is something to think about. In terms of, you know, and if we can absorb this in different areas of life. And I say, in a remark sometimes more hurtful. In fact, Rabbeinu Yonah says, in Shari Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah says that even though there's a lav of loisitor, however, if someone says it to you, says something, you're not allowed to take nekama, but the lotion is, mutur losim hadavarim eliboy. You're allowed to put into your heart, you're allowed to remember it. He says, you can't take revenge on it, but you the Torah doesn't ask from you the impossible. If someone says something hurtful, you are allowed to remember it. You are allowed to remember it. To take revenge, no. That not. But so the Lashon Rabbeinu Yonah says it refers to things that are like the moment, b'davar shebaguf, those kind of things. But a remark, something that's hurting your emotions is much more hurtful. It's much more hurtful. Huh? What did you write? No, the Lashon is mutal basim hadvar melibo. You're allowed to be upset about it. Again, whether you should remember it in 5 years from now when an argument comes up again, I don't know. But his lashon is mutal basim hadvar melibo. You can't just say, well, you should forget about it and that's it. Hey, a poor human being is not like that. His emotions, when he was hurt emotionally, it's not something just to wipe this off. Again, you should try as much as possible to try to ignore it. You can. But certainly in the garbage of the moment, or in things in reference to your goof, your body, or your possessions, enum kedai l'drama, enum kedai l'intermale. These things are not what's important. Bottom line, it's not what's going to matter. It's not what's important. Actually, the Torah wants to give us a training in how to look about perspective. What's important in life? Torah means it's important. Oh, so we'll see Zeh. So we'll come at a point to this. If someone tries to be machzor you in an aveira, then you could remember it. And then you should take a technikoma. And in Ochanan, you take a lot of technikoma then. The Kleopas says, however, he says, Omnom, mutulas nekoma bagoyim. Nekoma against the gun you're allowed to take. And the raya is, by the way, anyone? The raya is? Oh, es b'nei amech. Very good. It says it's B'nai. He's B'daika. L'kach nemar B'nai Amel. Does look the Kli Yoker. L'may Tagoy. She'enon B'nai Amel. And anyone can bring, can anyone bring me a ride from a posit? That you like taking the gum against the Goy? Amalek. Okay. A ride from a posit again, or just something we say in the evening? Suki de Zimru?
Last
in the coming by Goy? Very good. Last in the coming by Goy? In fact, it's a Santazah. In these weeks, in these coming weeks, very interesting, it's because I didn't know, very interesting halacha. The halacha is, normally, you know, when you Mavorach Machoidish, when normally you Mavorach Machoidish, you do not say what he got. In Rosh Chodesh Tak, I don't know. Rosh, I don't know what we'll do tomorrow. But when you Mavorach, last week, Mavorach Machoidish, normally we don't say Avarach. In the months of Iyar and Sivan, we do. We say Avraham, even if it's Mavorach Machoidish. Why? So it's very interesting. The reason for that is that it's this time, approximately, it's already over 750, 800 years ago, that the Crusades were taking place. When the Crusades, the Christians decided that it was incumbent, there was a Choyv Kodesh upon them to clear Eretz Yisrael of the Muslim infidels. That was the express purpose of the Crusades. And of course, along the way, they killed thousands and thousands of years, many, many Jews were killed in their path on the way, on this holy crusade, holy crusade. This is by the Goyim Misol, it's a Balde Gazah. Unfortunately, sometimes you find the more religious the Goyim are, the more they're jihad, the more they kill Jews. Right? It's a mitzvah to kill Yidden. It's a holy crusade to kill Jews. You have it today also, the Islamic jihad, right? A holy war to kill Jews. But that was, so the tefillah of Avarachamim was in the Yusad, was based on because of the Crusades. So since the Crusades took place at this time, at this juncture in history, so that's why, and that was the main, that's really why it was made. Once it was already said, these Shabbosses, it was extended throughout the whole year. But since it was made specifically for these Shabbosses, that's why he said it, even if it's Mavarach Machoidish. Because the tefillah was really made for this time of year. So that we should ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu to take Nekama, that's why I'm bringing it in, to take Nekama against the Goyim. That's the whole base of the tefillah, that Avarab. But not come Yashav with sorrow. But in case he don't, in case the blood of the Yidin won't be Chas V'Shal, won't be forgotten about. Harninu, not come Yashav with sorrow. So the whole tefillah is based on Nekama. So against the Goyim, that you're allowed to take Nekama. And there, right, last Nekama by Goyim. Because there they're coming to take away from Torah Mitzvahs. That's worthwhile, you know, Hannah? There, that matters. Their sweet pocket revenge is sweet. You should not take revenge against them. But against Dvarim Shavu'ilam, things that, you know, of this world, there are Hashkafah has to be. Forget it, God. Ignore it. Don't pay any attention. And that pshat, he says, pshat in the Gemara in Yuma. The Gemara says, Kol Tam, very interesting lashon. Kol Tam Chacham. A Talmud Chacham who doesn't take revenge is not a Talmud Chacham. He's not called a Talmud Chacham. Ain't my Talmud Chacham. He's not a Talmud Chacham. I'm a Talmud Chacham. They're supposed to be nice people, man. You know, they're not fighting wars and stuff. What's the thing talking about? Not about his own cover. His own cover he couldn't care about. Because of the Torah Hashem that's inside of him. And the Kavanah Torah is being Meichel. Sometimes you hear people, you know, sometimes the Adam Godel will say something, and to us it looks maybe a little bit too exact, a little bit exaggerated, a little bit too strident, should we say. But sometimes, the Kavanah Hashem Hashem Bekirboi, it bothers him. Some people say remarks against Torah Yiddishkeit, Torah Judaism. It bothers him. You don't know what you're talking about. You're talking out of who knows? I'm not saying what you're talking out of. You don't know what you're talking about. Learn a little bit. Learn about Yiddishkeit. See what Torah you're reading about, and then you have a right to talk. Yeah, there may be problems, but don't hold up before you know before saying all the good ones. And don't focus on all the bad ones. The Kvay Torah is Hashem Hashem Bekir Boy. That's a Talmud problem. It bothers him when someone says something against Torah. It bothers him. And it should bother us. If it doesn't, there's a problem. Kol Talmud Chacham, Shayim Loikim, and Noida, ain't a Talmud Chacham. He's not a Talmud Chacham. It's got to bother you when somebody says something in turn against Hashem. That's the type of Nakam we're talking about. That you should have. You're not going to talk about the one. But Dvarim should boil up, you should try to endure. And with this, we can understand it's worthwhile talking about. In the tefillah, we say every day in the Shusha Yoyim of Wednesday, we talk about Nakam. Kel Nakam is Hashem. Like that's the Kel Nakam is Sifiyah. Right? What's Kel Nakam? Right? That's what he's in Kel Nakam is Sifiyah. A person should take Nakam in Nikmas Hashem. Those things we're dealing with the Yiddish guy, that you should take Nakam. That you should be very upset about. Don't overlook it all. And then the kapitel goes on. This kapitel in Tzadidal, it's on the Wednesday. Hoshim, he knows he's shaving our hearts. Hoshim, Gimol al Gayim. We ask our Kaddish Baruch Hu punish those who are evil. At Mosai Rishon Hashem, till when will Rishon be in charge? They am Hashem Yidaku. They pressure, they downtrod on your nation. V'nachalos v'ya'anu. They afflict your inheritance. They afflict Klal Yisrael. And what do they say? They say, Hashem doesn't say, look, we can do whatever you want to the Yidden. Hashem doesn't say anything. That's what they say. Yeah, Hashem doesn't see. He's not interested. What does the kapitel say? Binu barn ba'am. Uchsilim. Fools. Mosai tasfilu. You're saying that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't see what you're doing. When are you going to understand? It's not pshat. Hanoi to oizen halo yishma. You think Hashem who made ears, you think he doesn't hear? Halo Yishma, he hears very good. He hears very well. Im Yotze Ayin, someone who forms an eye, Halo Yabit, he sees what's going on. You say, Lo Yireya, you say Hashem doesn't see. The Lo Yobin or Lekei Akar, Hashem doesn't understand. Masai Taskilu, when are you going to understand? Silim, you're a fool. Hanoi doesn't Halo Yishma. Im Yotze Halo Yabit. Of course he sees and hears. Ah, so how does he let it happen? It's the kasha. Takav nachlos am Hashem yidaku. They afflict Klal Yisrael. How does Hashem let it happen? Hashem, says David HaMelech further. Hashem yidea machshavos adam kehem ol. The yoke here is mazbid pshat. You know what the pshat is? Hashem says, you know, things that we have to do with this world, it's not worth being upset about. I could remember HaKadosh Baruch Hu looks with the sight of eternity of La'ad L'yom L'yom. He looks with a different perspective. This is klingel. Hashem doesn't want to get involved. This is nothing. Hashem's not even going to get involved in himself with things that aren't worth getting involved with. Avada to us, it looks very important. It looks terrible. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is not worth it. This is not what's going to matter in the really long picture of things. In the Olam HaMadika picture. Game on. That's what he says. Look at Balzeh Omer Kimitarich. Ain't a devakate. Hashem Yudem Mashmas Adam Kehim Ahava. It's like the Kliyoka gives a motion to a father. And a son is playing with a building blocks, right? Lego. There's a whole massive, beautiful house. Lego comes along, an adult, and he knocks it down. Hey, he was looking. He was upset. He knocks it down. So the kid is ready, mamish, to hit this guy. He's ready, mamish, to kill him. So good. He didn't do a nice thing. But the father was like, okay, you know, it's only a game. It's not, you know, this is not so important. It's not worth being, it's not worth for me being to become his enemy because he knocked down my child's game. This is child's game. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came, Hashem Yudem Machshavos Adam, Ki Hei Mohavel. This is Hamel, the Olam Haza is so temporary. It's not, there are things that are happening, you know, that aren't worth getting upset about. To try to go by it. Focus on what's important in life, on Torah and mitzvahs. Kiyei mo'ava. Oh, you ask me, he says, I'm the ma'isa, how does HaKadosh Baruch Hu let? That's why it doesn't get involved. How does Hashem taka let a rush rule over his heart? How does Hashem let it happen? Now we say, Ashri Agev, what's the next passage? Ashri Agev, Hashem Chasenu Ka. A whole different perspective, you see, which is a whole schmooze in itself, but that's not for now. Asher Gereshet, fortunate as a person, Asher Tirasyenu Kar, where Hashem gives him Musa, Umi Tirasas Lamdenu, and you teach him from Torah. Lahashkid like me may rock, make it a little bit quieter in the days we may rock in the days of the dead. A little bit quieter. They won't punish, you won't be suffer so much in all matters. People have a big, in a different perspective on Yisrael. That's what this is, you know, the Halakhic people have a different perspective on Yisrael. Ashra Gemesh, Ashra Gemesh, fortunately the person that Hashem gives in Yisrael. About it, we don't ask it, but you have to know that such a concept exists. Ashra Gemesh, Ashra Gemesh, Yisrael are there for a reason. Lahashkid Lami Meira, you don't know what a little bit of sovereignty down here will achieve for you up there. In the Olam Na'an Lomi Olam, in the world that's not eternal. So this is a whole different perspective we see here in the capital. Kel the Kodesh Hashem. That Avad on Nikmas Hashem, Hoshev Mual Gein, Vidav Roshom Chitaka be punished because they want it, they're fighting against Klal Yisrael because they're taking away from Torah, taking us away from Torah Mitzvahs. That's what they're taking us away from. And they claim, Avad, they claim that Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't see. Nothing's happening. But Avad Hashem sees. Hashem sees everything that's going on. But what? Hashem Yudem Machshav Zodom came over. This is Hashem knows what this world is about. He knows what this is about. Some of these aren't worth getting involved in. This is nothing. This is not what's important. Olam Hazeh is not the main focus of life. Torah Mitzvahs is the Olam Hazeh Dom L'Poros Dom L'Olam Abba. Here is the Mokam Achon for Olam Abba for the next one. The Mela Kodesh Baruch Hu is not getting involved in it. And Avadim will come to the Olam Emes, which is a completely different picture. Why did Tzadik suffer? Yisur Matak is very fortunate, such a person. But that's not the result of the law. So that's the Yisur you want to bring out here. Is that things that are dealing with this world, you have to try to ignore. But about it, things dealing with Torah Mitzvahs, someone wants Has Rasham take away from Torah Mitzvahs. That you have to be very upset about, and that you have to fight the whole Tokyo. You have to redav and lasses to cover by going to punish the guy. And what's the next part of the pasuk? The half of the Kama. One, the Torah is telling you you want to be able to overcome the Kama between people. The half of the It's talking with the natural tendency of the person to want to take revenge. But when you love somebody, what does it say? Avam Mekalkel Sashur. Avam, if you love somebody, they'll make you do things that you wouldn't normally do. If you love every other year, then you look at him different. He did something wrong, but he's still a good person. He did something wrong to me. You're not Hanan. But I love him. I'm going to overlook him. V'haf t'lo re'achon k'mo. I think it could be that's why the Torah Daf specifically puts V'haf t'lo re'achon k'mo next to Lo'sikha. Because the Torah is telling you, you want to have an Eitzah. How can you overcome the Kama? You have a natural desire to want to take revenge against somebody. How you can overcome it? After Yaakov Kabbalah, Avosh Teivayta Ani Hashem. Now Ani Hashem normally, or in other places Rashi says it says Nemo Mishal Mischar. Now because Gogol Beit says it says by Mesam Ladam Reiham. The positive two psukim previously it says Mesam Ladam, you shouldn't stand by when another Yid is being killed. You should have to try to save him. Ani Hashem Nemo Mishal Mischar. Here Rashi doesn't say that. Rashi doesn't comment about Ani Hashem. Many places he does, but here he doesn't. He doesn't make any comment about it. So I was thinking here, Ulai, again, it could be Rashi didn't comment because he said it before. And he's talking about Ani Hashem Lotem Nel and Shalom Tzach, Hashem will pay reward. I was thinking Ulai maybe be there for Teres. Maybe you could say where it says Ani Hashem is that we think maybe this is beyond the capability. You know, this is not such an easy thing to do. No, again, if he said, natural, you want to take revenge. Kodesh Baruch Hu says, Ani Hashem. I was mitzav with the Torah. I'm telling you, I created me. Ani Hashem, I created you. You can do it. If I gave it to you in the Torah, you can be Mekai in it. You can do it. Ani Hashem, I made you with the ability you can do it. That's what really, it's a different Havon than Nem on the Shalom Tzchar. It means Ani Hashem that I you can have a Torah Kamoich. Avada will take time, it takes effort to get there. I'm not saying it happens in one day, but there are madregas in it. And as we slowly go from madrega to madrega, we'll grow in it and become more shy to it. Ani Hashem, we're all capable of being reaching some type of madrega, but we'll be able to mekayim. We won't take the Kama, and we'll have after that with the Kama. The Rav Shushim Mizak is all. Takim Mishtakim up in stronger in Vahav Tumayah HaKamaycha. look, trying to take those things and aren't completely ignoring them, forgetting about them, and focus on Torah mitzvahs, focus on the avtoriyah hakamayichol, try to be magdir the avol, and avdal we have other people, but all with the realization, ani Hashem, that we can tack to come, all of us, who want to come to great, to give out the gemadregis.